Can I start off? Yes. Can we talk about red zone defense? It had been coming along there, and then it looked like maybe a step back in the last game. But
well, definitely a step back. I mean, we didn't do a very good job down there. We had a couple of individual breakdowns. I think overall, that's the way it's kind of been all year. It's been something, one person, one place, but that's all it takes. I mean, that doesn't make it any better. We definitely got to get back on track. I thought we kind of had. And we had some breakdowns in that game that we just shouldn't have had.
Does it go to communication? I know the guys have said that communication is a really big part of.
One of them did. One of them definitely went to communication. One of them was just poor technique. I mean, just bad technique on one particular play. And on another one, it had to do with some communication. I think everybody got the call but one, and that's all it takes. So. You know, it only takes one play. Sometimes what happens down there, and I think on two of those, they were on third downs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to say overall sometimes the red zone's not playing well isn't necessarily true. It is because it ends up being a score. But, you know, you stop them first down, you stop them second down. Those were good plays. And then for whatever reason, we have a breakdown on third. And that, I really think, if we look back in the red zone for the year, that's really been our nemesis, has really been third down in the red area.
You mentioned technique. Have you been happy with the tackling in the last couple of games? Is that something that you guys have been working on yesterday and today, just really wrapping guys up? And
right. I think it happens. We see it a lot. I even watch it on film. It seems like it happens around the league, and everybody kind of later in the year, it starts getting sloppier and sloppier where you're working on it coming out of training camp and all that stuff so hard. We've certainly got to do a better job of that. And that's one of the things, technique-wise, we just got to do a better job of wrapping up, especially against some of these backs we've been facing. I mean, if you don't wrap up Jacobs, I mean, he's going to run over you. So, yeah, we definitely, and no matter who we face, they're going to have a good back. So we got to do a better job of that.
So you still want to try to get your arms around a guy like Jacobs. Seen a lot of people trying to take him out at the knees just to knock him down. That's not the way to go.
Well, yeah, somebody tried to take him out at the knees and he jumped over him.
Yeah.
So that obviously doesn't work. Hey, when you tackle, you got to wrap up. You know, no matter whether you tackle the legs, whether you tackle the guy high, I mean, you try to tackle different guys different ways. You try to know what their strengths are, just like anything else, and try to, you know, beat them at their weaknesses, not at their strengths. But sometimes just cut blocking doesn't get it done, which didn't get it done with him. You got to wrap up when you tackle.
It looked like Ellis had good coverage on Plaxico on that bomb on the first series. Is there anything he could do differently there? I mean, Plaxico's 6'5", he's 5'9".
Well, yeah, you know, there was a little thing on technique. But, see, I think sometimes, without getting into great detail, sometimes based on a coverage, what you may end up seeing – maybe not the reality of what the coverage is. He should have had some help on that, and he didn't get it. And it's kind of like when you go back to the Steelers game, and I know he was hit a little bit on the fact that Davenport caught that ball in the end zone. Be truthful, that wasn't even Ellis's coverage. He was close trying to help somebody else, but he gets blamed for the coverage. So sometimes what you may see from the stands or from the media or from somebody else may not necessarily be what the breakdown was. Ellis had decent position on the thing. I mean, obviously it could have been better if you knocked the ball down, but he should have also had, based on the coverage that we had, some help on that. So there was another factor there involved.
So again, without being too specific, the fact that he was outside of him, that's generally where he was supposed to be, and then the help would have
been inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last few weeks you've been employing a sick dime package with Gay, Merriweather, Wilson, Harrison, Samuel, Hobbs, if I have that
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
What have you been looking to accomplish with that group? Because that's been something a little bit different, I think, that we've seen coming in here the last few weeks.
Really just goes from week to week, trying to put the best people in the best positions. And sometimes that's, as you know, throughout the year, sometimes that's been dime, sometimes it's been nickel, sometimes it's been Rodney at the star position, sometimes Rodney inside as a linebacker. I mean, we've tried Merriweather, we've tried Geno. We really try to use them all. It's not really something, it's mostly based on just how guys practice during the week and who we feel gives us the best chance to win with what we're trying to do that week. If some weeks we're trying to play a lot of man coverage, then we're going to try to play the guys that play man coverage the best. If some weeks we're playing zone coverage, then we're going to try to play the guys that play zone coverage the best. And so it may not always be the exact same guys in the same positions. Some weeks we want to pressure. Certainly you want to play the guys that can blitz the best, not some guy that can't blitz. So it all just depends kind of on the game plan, sometimes who plays.
Can you give us a general idea how Brandon has sort of fared?
I think he's come along. He's worked hard throughout the year. I think he's progressed. He's got himself in a position where he's gotten some playing time here as of late. And so, I just think that he has progressed this year, and he's playing certainly a lot better right now than he played early in the year. And we're pleased with him, the way he's working, and he's learning all the time and getting better.
I think you mentioned, I'm trying to remember the game, I think it was the Eagles game. You mentioned that occasionally your downfield guys, your DBs, were caught peeking in the backfield, assuming a sack, and then when it didn't happen, they were a little bit out of position. Has that been an ongoing issue at all in your mind?
No, what's been the ongoing what has happened a couple of times as of late, it happened in the Steelers game with the touchdown to Davenport, and it happened in the two-minute situation with the Giants, is that when the quarterback got outside of the pocket, we have had a tendency to cover the short guys and not the deeper guys. It's not necessarily we're taking our eyes off of somebody and maybe losing coverage, which is a problem if you're in man coverage, but in both those instances, we were in zone coverage, and there was a short route open and there's a deep route open, and the guy sees the guy in front of him flash in front of him. It's hard sometimes as a defensive back not to want to go take that guy, but you got to worry about the guy behind. And for example, he hit the tight end, Manning did, on that 2-minute drill right before the half that ended up being a 20-yard gain when he scrambled out to his left. Well, if he'd run the ball, it'd been an 8-yard gain. He threw it, it was a 25-yard gain, and gave them a little bit of momentum into that 2-minute drill on second down. That's what we got to guard against. It's just doing a better job of staying back, understanding we've got a potential bad play. Don't make it worse. That's what we kind of try to preach to them, that just sometimes even when a guy's running with the ball down the field, don't make a bad angle now and make a 20-yard gain a 50-yard gain. It's bad, but don't make it worse. And we've done that a couple of times, and we've got to guard against that.
As a defensive coordinator, how different would it be playing a team that you've already played in the first round of the playoffs, playing a team that you've already faced versus maybe playing a team that you haven't played this year? Any differences in how you'll approach your job early?
No, not really, because you kind of try to look at – the only advantage is that you got some bunch of games already broken down on them that you don't have to go down and go back and break down. But, you got to sit down and figure out if they're going to – what they've done since you last played them. Have they changed? Has the personnel changed? So to me, it's kind of when you play a team the second time, you go in there almost like you're playing them for the first time, because you have to look back at the, what they've done since you've played them. Have they won? Have they lost? Is the personnel different? Are the formations different? Are they using their personnel differently? You've got to approach it different. You try to think a little bit about, well, now we did this against them. How are they going to combat it? But, sometimes you get into that, you end up changing a bunch of things that they haven't figured out how to fix them yet. So you just treat it like it's a new game.
So like if you were to play Pittsburgh, they don't have Willie Parker anymore. That would be a big difference in how you would approach them defensively.
Well, it might be, but then again, the offensive coordinator is the guy that's calling the play, so he may still be calling the same running plays. Now the runner may be different, but the plays may not be any different. You don't know that. So they may use Davenport. It's just the difference is he may not be a bounce-out runner, more of a downhill runner. Just like last week, if you had Jacobs and Bradshaw. They're two different style runners, but the same guy's calling the plays. So you got to kind of do it based on what the offense coordinator's doing and then know what the personnel is that you're playing.
Now that Josh is out of the picture, are you going to swoop in and get the Falcons job?
No, I don't think that's going to be a priority. I don't think that's going to happen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Yep.